Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market lost a little bit of ground on Thursday, but the ASX 200 only slipped by just a tenth of 1%. And keep in mind, we're just coming off the back of five straight days of gains, longest winning streak we've had since the middle of October. We're still above that key 6,000 point mark, and we're still within striking distance of the best levels in a couple of weeks as well. We had encouraging signs for China's economy today, a barrage of economic indicators there, largely in line with expectations. And probably the highlight locally was a much better than expected employment report today in Australia. So 61,600 jobs added last month, three times more than expected, the biggest lift in jobs we've had in a couple of years. And a big chunk of those improvements were from full-time positions as well. The unemployment rate steady at 5.4%, but that's the lowest it's been in about 4.5 years. And that certainly pushed the Aussie dollar a bit higher. So that means we've had now 14 consecutive months of job gains. We haven't seen those sort of run for a very long time. And it looks like because jobs are still being advertised quite extensively across the economy, that should continue well into 2018 as well. Now, across the share market, though, as far as stocks are concerned, we had mining and energy stocks are doing quite nicely, but those gains were easily wiped out by losses across the property sector. Westfield was hit quite hard, dropping almost 2%, but keep in mind, it was the best performer yesterday, lifting about 14%. Basically, has agreed to be taken over by the largest property group in Europe. Elsewhere, Meijer, a big loser today, down almost 10%. It warned this morning that sales and profits have been very sluggish in the past couple of months and that sales have dropped 5% in the first 2 weeks of December. Doesn't think it's going to make that up for the rest of the month as well. So that's not really what investors want to hear as we head into that key Christmas trade period, of course. Metcash was down about 3%. It went ex-dividend today. AGL received a broker downgrade. It fell about 2.5%. And Retail Food Group fell heavily, continues to be impacted by media reports at the start of the week suggesting it hasn't been treating its franchisees very well. The ACCC has opposed BP's proposed purchase of Woolworths petrol stations. Caltex would continue supplying the service stations with petrol, so that's why its shares were up about 4%. And looking ahead to tonight, the Bank of England and the European Central Bank are both meeting, and they're both likely to keep rates on hold. The Aussie dollar, 76.6 US.